had several million dollars in a duffel bag and had to go see a bunch of low-life Russian mobsters who would most likely cut my throat, take the money, and kill an innocent kid just for sport. It doesn't get any worse than this. But I had no one to blame but myself. I'm the one who put myself and my family in this situation. See, life's all about choices. Choices we keep telling ourselves are for the greater good. But somewhere deep inside, we know they'll lead to a place like this. And it wasn't greed or ego that got me here. I'm here because of what I had a hand in creating. It wasn't something that would change the world for the better. It wasn't something that would put me in the history books, make me a household name, or get me a statue in a park. But I did have a hand in creating the greatest invention of our time. I inadvertently changed the world as we know it. My name is Jack Harris, and I figured out a better way for guys to jerk off.
Never in the history of the world have the merchants of obscenity had available to them the modern facilities for disseminating this filth.
47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. A brand new house all on the roadside, and it's made out of rattlesnake hide.
Men have been jerking off since the beginning of time. I mean, it's no secret.
Oh my God!
Why is this mother yelling at her kid? She should know better. Men are always thinking about sex. About every 10 seconds, some sick, perverted, degenerate thought goes through a man's mind. From the very moment a man figures out his hand can reach his dick, he's figuring out a new way to pull on it.
But what this country has truly lost is its moral fiber. Now, years ago, we had heroes for our children.
This should come as no big surprise. Every guy, gay or straight, prince, pauper, kings, heads of state, even presidents, every last one of them is sneaking off somewhere and whacking it. This is the space shuttle. It costs $450 million every time it's launched by Uncle Sam and your tax dollars. Guess what's on it? A $1 billion satellite. And why do you think they're launching that thing? All part of the internet. But if you think it has anything to do with helping your kids learn, or daddy reading stats on Tiger Woods, or mommy and grandma learning how to bake the perfect chocolate cake, then you're out of your mind. Just follow the money. The porn industry takes in over $57 billion a year worldwide, with no one ever admitting that they watch. This is going on every second of every day, all over the world.
Who do you love?
Gone are the days of trips to CD bookstores in the dead of night, or hiding in the adult section of your local video store, or waiting for a plain brown paper wrap package to come in the mail. Whatever you want to see is there in your home or office, 24 hours a day, and it's ready when you are, discreetly, privately, and in whatever flavor you choose. No matter how many times I keep rolling this over in my head, I keep asking myself the same question. How the hell did I let things go this far? Not that long ago, things seemed so simple.
What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns again.
Hey, babe.
Hey. What's up for me?
Got you a little everything.
Looks good.
I'm a star.
Me too.
Always tell your fried chicken from everybody else.
Is that right?
What's the secret?
The chef doesn't divulge her secrets, you know that.
Oh, tell me. It's not like I'm a stranger.
Marry me, I'll tell you.
Give me your hand.
Pepper.
Huh?
Pepper.
Pepper what? That's the secret? Are you kidding me?
Sorry, you're sending your laugh away?
I was one of those guys living in a Norman Rockwell painting. And looking back, I had no idea how happy I really was.
Now across the gulf of space and time, on another planet called Los Angeles, California, two men who are about to have a conversation that will change the path of my life forever.
Hey, how do you sleep in a chair like that?
What?
How do you sleep in a fucking chair like that?
Do you mean, how do I sleep with all your fucking noise over there?
You know there's nothing to jack off to on the internet?
Oh, watch a video, you degenerate.
Oh, I'm a degenerate? I'm a degenerate? Yeah, you're the one who bought all the videos in the first place, and I'm a degenerate.
You've watched these videos 100 times. That's why you need new shit. Yeah, you're a fucking degenerate.
Fuck you. Don't get all high and mighty.
Oh, fuck me. Fuck me.
Don't get all fucking high and mighty.
Fuck you. And why don't you stop smoking all these cigarettes and doing all this fucking coke? I gotta work in the morning and I can't sleep choking on all this fucking smoke.
You smoke, you asshole.
Ah. Not when I'm sleeping. And clean this place up. It's like living in a fucking toxic waste dump.
Oh, great. Now I gotta live with Martha fucking Stewart over here.
If I was Martha fucking Stewart, you'd be jerking off in front of me all fucking day, you fucking loser.
Don't call me a loser. Don't call me a loser, okay?
Fucking loser.
Don't call me a loser. Take it back.
Don't you square off with me.
I will kick your ass.
Take it back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
What these two idiots don't know is that they're less than a year away from being worth millions and millions of dollars and turning the internet into what it is today. Maybe I should go back even further. Buck Dolby moved out to L.A. only a couple of months earlier to join Wayne Bearing. These two were childhood friends, and like everybody else, were trying to figure out a way to make it big and get rich. The only problem is that they had no plan whatsoever on how to make their dream come true. Who could guess that would be the perfect recipe for success?
As I was flying in here, I noticed there was so much haze. How do you deal with all this smog?
I don't really go out that much.
Well, you have a job.
No, I've been collecting disability, but it runs out in a few weeks.
You hurt yourself with that?
No, I fell. I told him I was in the suit.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, but I feel like I'm on the verge of something.
Feel like I'm on the verge of something. It's like I get these ideas. They just keep rushing out of me, like idea after idea after idea. It's like this waterfall.
Yeah, it's like a cascade.
Like I said, they were idiots. Well, that's not exactly true. Believe it or not, Buck was some kind of big-shot rocket scientist at the age of 22. He apparently has an IQ of 187, although you'd never know it talking to the guy. Buck's favorite thing in the world to do was spending weekends at NASA getting coked to the gills and floating in space. Needless to say, he got fired.
Sit!
From what I understand, Wayne was a terrific veterinarian. He even taught some classes.
Here, you or me.
You
the only problem was that he started performing unnecessary surgeries to ensure a steady supply of canine barbiturates. That pretty much ended Wayne's career as a veterinarian.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
Do we have any, hookup? Or, what's the GAC situation?
Dealer's coming over tonight.
Oh.
Now I found out a friend of mine in L.A. who owned a nightclub was sick and he couldn't work. Apparently his family needed my help.
Is he all right?
Yeah, but he can't work for a while. Susan called. She wanted to know if you go out to L.A. for a few weeks, help straighten out his business. Spoke to a lawyer out there, a guy named Jerry Haggerty. He says the place could be a real gold mine, baby. But if you don't get out there soon, that's it. They're going to lose everything. I'm talking the lot.
I didn't want to leave my family in Houston. We were happy. Like everybody else, we were mortgaged to the hilt, had credit card debt, and we're constantly struggling to make ends meet. Not a great place to be with a family.
Besides, babe, you're good at fixing messes.
Thanks, honey.
She was right. If I had one talent, it was fixing problems. Problems nobody thought could be fixed. I first learned I had this talent several years ago while I was working for one of my dad's buddies in the construction business. This guy's name was Louis Lala. He was a leg breaker for a local crime boss. Louis just loved what he did. If he had a choice between being president of the United States or breaking somebody's legs,
all right,
guess what job he'd pick?
Let's go kneecap this Irish fuck and get something to eat.
Kneecap?
Yeah. Take a bat, couple of good hits, guy wises up real quick.
I wonder if you were to just, you know, talk to the guy and find out what happened. I mean, he wouldn't just not pay you, right? I think maybe if you were to just speak to the guy...
Kid,
you could...
I am done speaking to this prick.
I'm sorry. I know you just want to get your money, right? That's all you want is just get the money. Yeah.
Hurry up before I change my mind.
I'm sorry?
You got 2 minutes to get my money. After that, somebody's getting his knees broke. He should have been a cowboy or something. He's more suited.
So now I go inside the bar and I meet this guy, Morgan. He was scared, and with good reason.
I got problems too, you know? Last couple of projects I built, I got jammed up, you know? So I had to go to Louis, which is the last fucking thing I wanted to do, you know? And now I'm waiting to go to the fucking hospital. Why? Huh? Because I owe? I mean, it's not like I cheated or I stole or anything.
Look, just stop, all right, for a second. Do me a favor, Steve. Let's focus on why we're here. I mean, obviously, when you borrowed this money, you had to have had a plan on how you were going to pay it back, right? Let's just figure out what went wrong. Maybe I can get you out of this. Okay? Talk to me.
All right. If I had a building permit, I could get to work and pay him by the end of the day.
And how's that?
I could borrow money in a few seconds if I had a building permit. I don't have a fucking building permit.
Building permit?
Yeah, I need a fucking building permit.
Not this time. Better up.
Hey, hold on, Louis. Now, you got friends downtown, right?
I got friends all over the place.
Okay, well, this guy says if he can just get a building permit, he'll have your money by the end of the day.
He wants me to do what? What do I look like, a permiteer?
Look, do we want to get the money or do we want to break this guy's legs? I say we get the money, you know?
I'm in a quandary.
I learned that day you could negotiate your way out of anything. You just had to find some common ground.
This is how you learn.
So I was on my way to Los Angeles to help my friend. A choice I made out of financial necessity, and one that would set in motion a chain of events I never could have imagined. Now, about the same time, Buck had to get a job in L.A. to help pay the rent. Buck may have suffered through the day, but at night, he and Wayne came alive and began working on their master plan to take over the world.
I'm listening to you. I am listening. I'm listening.
What good is the internet for if it's not entertaining? You know, there's nothing new. There's no variety. I want to see some hot porn. What I'm seeing over here is boring. What I'm seeing over here is redundant. What I'm seeing over here is bullshit.
What's your fucking point?
My point is, we take some pictures from the magazines, we scan them, we upload them, and we make a little money.
This has a lot of potential for you getting really rich.
Are you making fun of me?
Let me get this straight. You go to the website.
Are you making fun of me?
No. You start your thing, right? You finish. You clean yourself off. You go to the filing cabinet. You take out your checkbook.
It's like
and you write your check.
It's like a subscription to a magazine.
Oh,
people
really?
Do that all the time. Yeah, they send in checks.
Or a money order. They go to the bank,
they
get a money order.
Credit cards.
A credit card. Who the fuck is going to give you their credit card?
I don't know.
Punch in the numbers.
Why are you being so negative?
I'm not being negative.
Why are you being so negative?
There is no program for that. What do you
people do it with magazines all the time.
Swipe your credit card in the fucking computer.
No, you dial it in. It's zeros and ones. Why are you being so negative?
There is no program for that.
Why are you being so negative?
You're punching your numbers on the fucking credit.
What's wrong with that? What are you doing?
Do not interrupt me for the next 15 minutes,
okay?
Being a rocket scientist had its advantages. Within 15 minutes, Buck had written a program that is the standard today for any online credit card transaction. A technology that Visa, MasterCard, and Amazon have yet to develop.
So, I hook the buzzer up. Every time we make a sale, the buzzer will go off.
How much you want to charge for it?
$10.
Why don't you make it $9.99? Psychologically, it makes people feel better.
Okay.
So 3 or 4 days go by. Not a single buzzer. My guess is they almost forgot they even bothered to do this. And then...
Did I just hear right?
Yeah, we just made $9.99.
4:15 in the morning. Oh,
God, the guy's got to be a pervert just like you.
Oh, you don't know that. This guy could be on the East Coast or in Europe somewhere where it's nice. This guy could be anywhere. This is the World Wide Web, dumbass.
You're not fucking with that thing, are you?
No, man, those are subscribers. I'm getting rich.
Great.
How much are we up to?
Sir, I will be with you in a minute.
We passed the $2,000 mark about a half hour ago.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, fucko.
All right, look, so I've got this thing set up so that we can tell what picks we're selling based on the sound, all right? So the buzzer is the trailer trash. The chime is for the women over 40. The whistle is for all the big titty stuff. And the bells are for the ass fucking housewives, which is what you want.
Yeah, why a whistle?
What do you mean?
Why the whistle for the big titty stuff?
Well, I don't know. I just thought that, you know, you see a woman walking down the street with big tits. You whistle.
No, that's stupid. The bell should be for the big titty stuff because tits are like bells.
Tits are like bells. Since when?
Yeah, just change it.
No, I'm not going to change it.
Just fucking change it. The tits should be for the bells. The bells should be for the tits.
And the ass fucking housewives should be whistles?
Yeah, what is wrong with that?
That's stupid.
It's not stupid when you stick your dick in a chick's ass.
She what? She whistles?
No.
Idiots. Two grown men rolling around on the floor fighting over bells and whistles like children.
Motherfucker!
Me? I didn't have that kind of luxury. I was too busy in L.A. setting up the nightclub. My best friend James came out to give me a hand. It was pretty clear to us that getting the place up and running was going to be an uphill battle. Like any other business, I figured hard work and determination would lead to success.
Good morning.
Am I hearing money?
Seems like Ass Fucking Housewives is a big hit. We're past the $7,000 mark.
You shitting me?
No, but I'm getting complaints. We need new content.
Why don't we just buy some more magazines?
No. I think we need to come up with some fresh stuff. Some stuff of our own.
Oh, yeah? How do you plan on doing that?
And Wayne were about to walk into a place they didn't know was owned by Nikita Sokolov, the head of the Russian mob on the West Coast. These two idiots were about to get a lot more than they bargained for.
Hey, great seeing you, man. We wanted to know if your boss was around. We'd like to talk to him. We've got a business proposition we'd like to discuss.
What is it?
Well, we'd like to talk to your boss or whoever owns this establishment. This place is great.
Nothing to say.
Actually, I think your boss would be really interested in what we have to say.
No, I'm not.
Let's do it. You okay?
Whoa.
What's going on here, man?
Come on, there's other clubs in town.
Bro, what the fuck are you looking at, bitch? Yo, I suck guys like you in prison, huh?
Come on,
who the fuck are you? To come into my place and talk this kind of shit?
I'm telling you, we have really good intentions.
Look, what you need to do is chill out.
Shut up!
I chill out. Put the fuck in your fucking face! Why are you here?
We just want take pictures of your girls naked and put them on the internet and split the profits with you.
Why you not say this? Хорошо иди.
Да стреляй его.
С водкой. Hey, where are you going?
Oh,
come. Come.
I told you we have the best intentions.
I'm gonna kick your fucking ass!
Relax.
Within the hour, Buck and Wayne actually believed they were best friends with the Russian mob. They made a deal to give them 25% of their business and to be partners for life. Only I don't think they quite understood the nuances of being partners with the Russian mob. The next day, they run around the strip club with a camera gathering video for their site.
Watch out. Coming through. They were going to walk out. But don't look at the camera.
No! I can feel what a rock got Tuesday. Slow motion weakness stepping down. Her lips be reflex got me wild. There were no defects to be found.
Within a half a day, Buck and Wayne were convinced they were George Lucas and Steven Spielberg.
Freeze frame.
Their website took off like a rocket. They had to buy a new server to handle all the business. The mail, it was piling up and they hadn't even begun to open it. These two morons had no idea what they'd created, and even less of a clue as to how to operate a business. Within days, they were working around the clock.
Get out!
Server's not gonna be here for another 4 days. Fucking God.
Yeah, you know, I can't do this by myself. You gotta quit your job, man.
You're fired, you son of a bitch!
So Buck and Wayne headed east to the great city of Las Vegas, to the land of hopes and dreams. In less than a month, their business was making about $25,000 a day. More money than either one of them could have imagined. It should have been perfect. Somehow, they'd figure a way to screw it all up. Now for me, what started out as helping a friend for a couple of weeks had turned into a full-time business. In no time at all, we turned the place around. James and I hit the streets, promoted the club, held events, and before you knew it, there were lines going down the block, and every night we were packed to the rafters. The thing is, when you do good for someone, they want you to fix all their other problems. There's always just one more problem to fix.
I'm not sure yet. Believe me, I wish I could be there. I just can't right now.
I know you're working hard. I feel like you're missing so much, you know?
I know. Believe me, I know.
Hey, maybe I could sneak out to L.A. for the weekend?
No, don't do that. I'm actually in Vegas.
Vegas? What for?
Jerry Haggard invited me out here.
Oh, God. Jack, that creepy lawyer from the club, he is nothing but trouble.
He's got some business venture he wants to talk to me about, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have the club, and that's turned out better than okay. I mean, it saved my ass, honey.
He's as crooked as a dog's hind leg, that one. You just be careful.
Okay. I'll just have a few laughs, maybe.
What starts with laughter ends in tears, big guy.
I love you, okay? Bye.
I love you, baby.
This fucking pro tells me, Jerry, you have to learn to hook the ball, because every great player fights a hook. Well, I'll tell you what, I damn sure learned. Because everything I hit's in the fucking woods. Yeah, five strokes on my hand, you capped off.
Well, besides your golf game, it seems like you're doing pretty well.
Oh, my God, I'm doing great, Jack. I mean, for a guy who doesn't litigate and refuses to wear a tie. But I have some great, great ideas.
So what kind of deal do you have for me?
Well, I got to tell you this story. I mean, you won't believe it. I get a call from a friend of mine that there are these two guys holed up in a suite at the Hard Rock in need of some legal advice.
They use my body like a fucking bowling ball!
They started this business, but have no idea what the fuck they're doing. Now, a couple of months ago, they make a whole bunch of money, and they come out to Vegas and start partying for weeks, and from what I understand, they go through a pounder blow, hit every hooker in town, and, you know, basically just pissed everything away.
So who are their partners?
A couple of Russian guys from L.A., Nikita something.
Sokolov?
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. You know him?
I mean, I know of him. He's supposed to be a lunatic.
Yeah?
I get no time!
Fuck the over.
What, are you here? What's your name?
They were kicking the shit out of these two numbnuts because they couldn't pay up like they were supposed to.
Why are you afraid of me?
So what kind of business is it?
Well, that's the best part. Seems like these two morons, what they did was they collected a bunch of these dirty pictures and they put them on the internet. I'm telling you, within a couple of months, they make over $1 million.
Yeah, just the thing is, I got a wife. I have children. I have no interest in getting involved in the porn industry. You know what I'm saying?
I got it, but let me ask you a question. Steve Wynn, Byron Hilton, are they pornographers?
No. Why?
No, why? Because they got that shit playing on every TV in every one of their rooms. You can't name a hotel chain that doesn't make a ton of money off porn. I mean, are they pornographers?
I mean, I see what you're saying.
Well, but I'm not asking you to make a porn movie. I'm just asking you to straighten out a business situation.
Haggerty, he always had an angle. He was probably looking to steal the business as soon as I straightened out the Russian problem. If this was real and I was going to be involved, Haggerty couldn't be a part of it.
Did you make a little money?
He had feds all over him for some scam he'd run, and he stunk of desperation.
Welcome back to the Hard Rock, Jack. Thanks. What's sweet? The Pentos.
From what Haggerty told me, I knew there was a lot of money in this deal, and that was good. The money was in porn, and that was bad. Why I even knocked on the door is beyond me.
How you doing? Jack Harris.
Buck Philly.
May I? Please, thanks.
Why are you here?
Huh?
Who sent you?
Jack, I'm sorry.
Huh? Why are you here?
No. Okay.
How do you know what they look like, huh? This is not what we agreed on. This is not what we talked about. He's not part of the circle.
No, this is part of the agreement because I checked him out.
Yeah, bullshit. I know why you're here. Look, man, we gotta get the fuck out of here right now.
Just shh.
Get the fuck out of here.
He seems a little high-strung, huh? Shit.
I'm sorry, he's off the rails.
Hey, I got my eyes on you, bitch.
Thank you for coming. Would you like a drink?
I'm okay.
First and foremost, I would like to apologize for the cleanliness and hygiene of this hotel suite.
Don't worry about it.
Oh, man. You know, he's been up for 5 straight days. I called a doctor. He won't let anybody up.
You gotta get out of here right now. You gotta get out of here, but you can't use that front door.
Why don't we try and get some food in him, okay? I'm gonna give room service.
We're afraid we're gonna get cracked.
What, you mean whacked by the Russians?
Yeah, I gotta tell you something about myself you don't know, okay? I'm a multi-millionaire. I'm an American entrepreneur. The irony right now is that I feel like an anaphylactic polar bear with a bunny rabbit shoved up his ass. I'm not gonna explain it to you. It's just that thing. Money. Everybody's trying to get to that bunny rabbit.
We owe them a considerable amount of money to them, but we figured, what's the rush, right? I mean, we're all friends. I mean, I'm half responsible for the substance abuse indulgency, and that's part of the problem that we overlooked.
Now, here's the thing. I know for a fact that man back there is posing as a doctor. But the truth is there's 5 guys out front with a black hood. They're waiting to kidnap me. They want to take me to liquefy my accounts, and then they're going to shoot me in the head, execution style. I'm not going to let that happen to you.
They made their presence felt about 5 days ago where they kicked the shit out of us. I mean, they bum-jacked us pretty good. I mean, they got my eye, as you can see, but, like, they really hurt Wayne. They hurt him real bad.
Listen, here's the thing. You can take me, but I'm not going to let you take River Dancer. She stays. All right? All right? Listen.
Do you see what I'm dealing with?
Tell you what. Let me try and get her out of here. You look after him. We'll go from there.
That sounds good.
I love you.
I love you.
No, you don't.
I do.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
You.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You do?
I do.
Look, I love this guy like a brother, right? I mean, I hate him, but I love him.
Rachel, you remind me of my mother.
My name's Jessie.
Yeah, my mother's name is Brenda.
Oh, you know, you can't go there, Wayne. That's
she used to give me enemas. Yeah.
Come on, let's sit.
Hey, why don't you grab your stuff? I'm going to get you out of here. Is that okay?
I need to get paid.
Sure, I'll take care of it.
Oh, you got a halo on your head.
Grab my stuff. It's okay, just look in my eyes.
Yeah, I don't want to believe in the circle anymore.
Seems to be doing a little better. How do you feel?
Yeah, I've had a couple days rest.
Is your eye okay?
It's okay, but I barely see it.
Look, you just gotta take care of the Russians, all right?
I don't gotta do anything, okay? I just want to understand what's going on. I want to figure out what you two did right. Obviously, it was something because you made $1 million in 2 months.
I already know what you did wrong. You didn't pay off your partners. But so far as I can tell, you guys had a solid idea. You just got overwhelmed. You got in over your head. And maybe you don't know how to run a business.
But you do, right?
Yeah, I do.
Well, will you do that for us?
Look, I have no interest in making a living creating porn. I have a family. I don't want to be a pornographer. So if I come on board, I want this to be a legit business, 100%.
I understand. I couldn't agree with you more.
So now you guys can help me. You two figured out a way to take a credit card from somebody anywhere in the world and deliver a product anywhere in the world and neither side ever sees each other?
That's correct.
And that was your idea?
Yeah.
Well, that's a great one. And that's a way to make money long term. We just need to figure out a way to facilitate a transaction between the two parties.
That's where I lost you. What do you mean by that?
I don't understand this bullshit.
All right. Imagine you got a basement. Anywhere in the world. Down in this basement, you got a couple guys with cameras, some girls.
How about they're Asian girls?
Fine. Asian girls. Are you with me so far? Imagine you're a guy that likes to watch Asian girls online. Are you going to give your credit card number to some pornographer in Thailand? And what would it show up as on your credit card statement? The divorce rate is high enough in this country without wives opening up the monthly statement and saying that their husband bought something like filthyasianwhores.com.
We could have hundreds of sites, maybe even thousands, all under some nondescript name.
Exactly. And if I'm a customer and I get my credit card statement at the end of the month and it says something like...
BigTits.com.
Right. I might have buyer's remorse because my wife's not going to be very happy. But if it says something like 24/7 billing company...
I like that.
Nobody knows what that means. It's safer for everybody involved. It's a win-win situation. The consumer gets what they want, the content provider get what they want, and we make 10% by handling the transaction. We're just the middlemen.
So we take a cut from the people that are already out there making this stuff, wherever they are.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's limitless. I mean, that is an insane amount of money we're talking about right now.
Potentially. It could have no downside. I mean, except for your Russian partners.
Yeah. Okay, so how do you think Haggerty fits in?
I'm not so sure about Haggerty.
Why? You put us together. I mean, that'd be kind of shitty to cut him out now, don't you think?
Haggerty's going to be indicted any minute now, okay? He's got federal agents all over him pretty much all the time. That's the truth.
He didn't tell us he was going to be charged.
Yeah, well, I just think this business is questionable as it is, and it would be unwise to team up with somebody who's under indictment unless you want feds all over you, too, which I don't think you do.
No, I think what you're saying makes sense. I just feel, I don't know, not right about it, you know? The guy's saving our life.
Yeah. I'd be the one dealing with the Russians, okay? Wouldn't be Haggerty. It'd be me. I'd be the one at risk.
The next morning, I flew back to L.A. I made a deal with Buck and Wayne that we wouldn't provide a frame of content. We were just going to be the middlemen. And then I did the right thing. I took care of Haggerty after pulling a favor from my buddy at the Hard Rock.
So, what's this?
That's $200,000. Now you're out.
Wait, excuse me. I'm out?
Yeah. These guys are lunatics. You want to take care of them? Give me the money back.
Wait a minute.
What's it going to be, Jerry?
Just hold it. Nice. I'll take the money.
Yeah?
I'll take it. Yeah.
Great.
After I had Haggerty taken care of, I had Buck and Wayne have the Russians call me. They said they owed $400,000, so I pulled $450,000 to avoid any bad feelings in the future. The deal was I'd be out in a year. I figured with the potential of the business, I'd make enough money in that time to provide for my family for the rest of our lives. Within an hour, some big Russian named Ivan was at my door.
Ivan Jack Harris. Get you a drink or anything?
I'm not here to socialize.
Okay, I'm just trying to be friendly.
I'm not your fucking friend. Where's my money?
Your money? I thought this was Nikita's money.
My uncle. Family money. Our money. That these two shitheads owe to us. You pay this to me, or... maybe I take little boy on boat trip, huh? Or maybe I speak out of turn.
So, let's focus on why we're here. Here's the cash. Feel free to count it. It's all there.
everything they owe you, plus 50 for your troubles.
Okay.
Okay, this is good.
This is good. We make deal.
Oh! Fuck! James?
Jesus. He threatened Michael. I couldn't let that go.
Good punch. Boom. It's good.
Good. Very good.
Now everybody is friends. Hmm? Come, 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 come. It's okay. No, 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 no. Come on.
It's okay.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
You come. We drink. Huh? Why you don't drink?
Boom. Boom. You do me a favor. Call your uncle first. Just let him know everything's settled.
It is not necessary. I am hippie. He is hippie.
No, I understand. It's just, it's a lot of money. I'm sure he'd like to know that it's been collected, and I know it'd help my partner sleep a little easier at night. Thanks. I'll pour you a drink.
It is a machine.
I'll give him a try later. Thanks.
Where is he?
You.
You look at you. I like you.
I like you.
You make me laugh.
Look. Look at him. Look. He's like puppy. Puppy.
Doctor, but I can tell you this motherfucker's dead.
Fucking hard did you punch him?
No, Jack. I punched him like I always punch him. I'm sorry, Jack.
You're a murderer. What are we gonna do now? To do anything. We don't mention this to anybody, ever. Right?
What about the money?
We gave it to him.
The guy's dead. What do you mean? He's floating down at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
Right, but they don't know that, so that's how we need to keep it. You understand, Wayne?
What the fuck are you talking about? They were supposed to get the money 3 hours ago. They didn't get their money.
We gave him the money. He disappeared with it. End of story, right?
What if they still want it?
We do what we do in that situation. We tell them to go fuck themselves, because we paid them. It's not our problem.
No. You need to wake up and come to school, all right? What you're going to have to do is go out and buy a Glock 9mm and sleep with it under your pillow. Otherwise,
Wade,
you're going to wake up with your asshole choking up on a baseball bat.
Wade!
It's true, Buck! It's true, Buck!
Jesus Christ. I say we just pay him.
You want to pay him twice? Does that make sense?
We didn't even pay him the first time!
Right, but they don't know that!
You're a dick!
So if we're too eager to pay him again, they're gonna know something's wrong. They're gonna know that we did something with him. You understand that, guys?
I didn't figure that! You just pay him and they go away!
Look, I've tried to make it as simple and as clear as I can to you guys, all right? Done talking about it. We're all accessories to murder, you understand? Sit down!
Hey, Sugar!
Hey. Hey,
Dad!
Buddy.
You're back. Oh. Hey, you okay?
Okay, I just missed you, that's all. There you go, will you hold this?
Oh, will you hold this? Oh, baby doll. You can't eat those. You can't eat those,
honey. Can we grab my bag, Michael?
Oh.
Okay, let's go get something to eat.
Yeah, where you want to go?
Wherever you want.
Pretty green one, honey, look. You okay, baby doll?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So nice to have you home. How funny fish
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you better than you know yourself, mister.
What is it, baby doll?
It's just work stuff. It's okay.
Sure?
Yeah. You know, I gotta go back out there for a couple of days.
No.
I'm sorry. It's just, it's a new business. As soon as I get it up and running, I'll be home all the time, okay? I promise. Okay.
So what kind of business is it?
Oh, it's like I told you, honey. It's an internet business.
Yeah, I know. What kind?
No, like a billing service.
Yeah? What for?
What do you mean?
What do you bill people for?
Just entertainment.
Oh, yeah? What kind of entertainment?
Like movies and just pictures, you know, different stuff.
Hey, maybe you can get some free movies. Bring them home for Michael.
It's weird. I feel like you're not telling me.
Okay, fine. Adult movies.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I'm not joking.
Come on, sweetie. You gotta go. Be serious.
I'm serious, Diane.
What do you mean, adult movies?
Relax, I'm not making porn movies here. It's an internet billing service, okay? And that's all.
Internet billing service? I don't even know what that... I mean, what does that mean? You bill people on their computers?
Yes, Diana. Computers.
Okay, right. Yeah, good. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I'm sorry you feel that way. I think it's the gold rush. I'll have a setup for life in less than a year, okay? And you're right, I do have to go. I gotta go, baby.
You don't get to walk out on this kind of conversation.
Well, I gotta catch my flight. Honey, okay, take it easy.
No, hey. Listen, this is completely crazy and disgusting. I don't want you being part of it. I don't want you being a pornographer.
Okay, so Steve Wynn and Baron Hilton are pornographers because they have these films in every one of their hotels?
Listen, baby, listen. I care about you.
Little did she know it was already too late. I couldn't back out now. I mean, I could just imagine the damage that Buck and Wayne would do on their own. They were the kind of guys who'd get pulled over for a DUI and start confessing to some motorcycle cop about the murder. I had to keep an eye on them somehow, or I'd end up arrested, or worse yet, dead by the hands of the Sokolovs. So I go back to L.A. with my wife's words rolling around in my head.
What's happening?
I'm not in town 2 minutes and...
I don't like this.
It's okay.
I'm telling you, I don't like this.
I'm gonna go with them. I'll see you guys back at the house. It's all right.
I knew that if I didn't play this perfectly, I'd be joining Ivan.
We need to talk.
Look, don't take this the wrong way, but I'm guessing you guys didn't do this just to be nice.
Tell me about Ivan.
Ivan? What about him?
What happened exactly?
Sorry, what happened with what?
Was he at your house?
Of course he was at my house. Why?
And? What happened?
Nothing happened. I paid him. We had a few drinks, we had a few laughs, and he left. Nikita, you wanna tell me what's going on?
Ivan never got home.
I don't know what to tell you about that. Maybe he's off partying, but... I paid him $400,000 plus 50 for your troubles.
What?
$450,000. I gave him $450,000.
The figure was $200,000.
Well, that's not what he told me.
Hey, what you fucking saying?
I'm not saying anything, all right? What's he saying by disappearing with your money? I mean, no offense here, but it sounded to me like you might have gotten ripped off.
Босс, его люди за нами.
tell you this story a million times and it's not going to change. It's the truth. He comes to the house and I pay him. All right? He ripped us off. You understand?
What are you going to do?
What are you
going to
do? Are you
going to
kill me? I'm your partner. You're going to kill me for some shit I didn't do. What are you going to do?
Afraid of wasn't dying. It was the thought of leaving my children without a father.
Please allow me to introduce.
Now I had no choice but to work, and to work hard. I was now fully committed to a life I never could have imagined. We rented a small space in a warehouse and built a business. We had about 20 customers within a month. But once word spread about what we could do, take a credit card payment online, customers came pouring in, but Buck and Wayne never seemed to care. Somehow they just didn't get it.
Well, I'm just looking for a copy of last month's invoice. Jesus Christ. Fucking idiots. You got a check here for $2 million under a goddamn candy bar.
Oh, and what? That's a bad thing?
Yeah, like that's a bad thing? Come on, guys, this thing's been here for weeks. Dude, chill out.
After a few months, the warehouse owner asked us to move. I guess our clientele was distracting his workers. But it didn't matter. In no time at all, we had enough money to buy our own building. Every time I came home, it was this wonderful homecoming.
Hey, babe.
Hey, sugar.
How you doing?
But I knew it couldn't last.
Hey, buddy. How you doing? I got you this.
I was throwing houses and gifts and cars at a problem that can only be solved by being home more. I just couldn't do that.
Is that for me?
Diana would complain every once in a while that the new house felt cold and empty without me, but home was an increasingly difficult concept for me. It's like I was living two lives that were worlds apart. As we became more and more successful, everything became a bigger look for us. Our parties, our lifestyle. It wasn't even about being smart. You just had to be fun. And you'd draw more and more sights, which meant more and more money, which meant bigger planes, bigger buildings, bigger cars, bigger houses, and of course, bigger egos.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature.
Oh, okay. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Jack,
over here.
Jack, you can introduce me.
Sure. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Too shy.
What's that?
It'll just take a sec.
We're going to go over here.
Let's see you in there. Okay. So tell me, what makes 24/7 so special?
Jack, I think what makes 24/7 so special is we take the product, which is on one side, and we make it accessible to the consumer, who's on the other side.
can make the entire operation totally discreet and professional. And, you know, we never forget that it's a business. And we make a real point of making sure that we take good care of both the content provider and the content subscriber. That's pretty much how we try and do business. Thank you, John. You got it. Thanks. Have a good night.
You know, the more time you spend around all this stuff, the more normal it becomes. It's a world without any filters. Maybe crass and in your face, but there's something very honest about it. The outside world seems strange and mundane. You know that most of the outside world is looking down on you. But you also know at the exact same time, if they were really honest with themselves, they'd kill to be on the inside with you.
There's Audrey Dons, hottest newbie starlet in the biz.
After all these years, everybody knew I was a family man. But the second I saw her, I knew that I was in trouble.
Have you been on my site?
I haven't, no.
Well, I'm not like your other sites. I only do solo girl. Just me.
What, do you got a guilty conscience?
Guilt?
Yeah.
No. Hell no. I think people put too much emphasis on guilt, you know? Like, I bet if you ask any one of those old-timers in one of those old folks' homes, they'll tell you they regret the stuff they didn't do, not the stuff they did. You only live once.
That's so.
Yeah.
You ever feel like this partnership isn't such a real partnership?
You mean like he's Mick Jagger and we're a bunch of roadies?
Yeah, we made that motherfucker.
I'd like to be in business with you.
That I might regret.
Why do you say that?
Because I've been ripped off before.
That wouldn't happen with me.
No?
No, it wouldn't.
Any chance you could get me the money that's been ripped off from me so far?
Don't worry about it. We're rich.
I'm rich and somebody's bitch.
Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Things seem to be going very well.
Yeah, things are good. What are you doing here?
I have a large variety of clients. Enlighten me, Jack. Why did you cut me out?
I didn't cut you out. I gave you $200,000 up front before I even knew a deal was in place. Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
But just look. Look at you now.
Jerry, you're under indictment.
Please, that will never stay. Because, you see, I'm extremely smart. Just ask me. Why are you still hanging around? I mean, it certainly isn't the money. Lord knows you have enough. You're not a greedy man, Jack. And for damn sure, it ain't the pussy. You're sort of a throwback. You're actually a faithful and happily married man. So why is it?
Jerry, why don't you just enjoy the party, all right? You think too much.
I love to think. And I love to hear my brain go clickety, clickety, click.
Good to see you.
Sure thing, Jack.
Hey, get a hold of yourselves here. I want to introduce you to the legendary Denny Z.
Hey.
Denny Z was a bottom feeder and a complete scumbag. Kind of person you'd be embarrassed to spend time with. In this business, it's saying a lot.
Yeah, I have some real interesting ideas on the site's future, man. I want to set up a sick-ass portal
for
premium members. You want to let me finish?
Yeah.
Fucking cutting-edge shit, man.
I like what I'm hearing so
far. Yeah, sounds brilliant. Yeah.
I haven't even said anything.
Well, hey, don't worry about it. Fuck the details. I mean, in the yak, 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 let's try to make a deal here, right?
Denny Z plus Haggerty plus Buck and Wayne added up badly, any way you looked at it. They started their own secret deal to make money behind my back. But in typical Buck and Wayne fashion, they had no idea what they'd gotten themselves into.
Let's go. Jerry, you got any more vodka suppositories?
Come on.
California. I'm
that place turned around. And my friend couldn't come back to take it back over, so now it's mine.
That's why he's got me. See, if anybody steals from me, I go and kick their ass. I can't have any thieves or crooks around here, because I'm too busy stealing from Jack myself. Like that motherfucker right there. Excuse me. To the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track is your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back up this for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state. What a bomb ass hit.
Oh my God. I saw that shit. All right, so let me guess. You start to go home less and less. Your wife and kids become total strangers. And now you find yourself lonely and confused with a 23-year-old porn star. Accurate?
I mean, I wouldn't exactly call myself an absentee father.
Sorry, I didn't strike a nerve or anything. It's the oldest story in the book.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a carbon copy of my life growing up.
Yeah.
Absentee father, working all the time. Self-obsessed mother, 50, trying to look 25. 8 Vicodins a day, drinks at noon. Her idea of a well-rounded conversation usually consisted of questions like, do I look puffy?
California dreaming. Soon as I step on the scene, I'm hearing hoochie screaming, fiending for money and alcohol. The life of a west side player with cops die in a strong ball. Only in Cali will we riot, not rally to live and die. In LA we wear chucks, not valley.
Yeah, that's right.
Dressed in lopes and khaki suits and ride is what we do. Flossing but half.
Sweetie, I just think you are so much better than this world that you're in.
What am I doing wrong, Diana?
Come on, you don't know. What am I supposed to tell people, huh? I mean, how do you think I feel that I can't tell anybody what you do?
Why is it important to you that you can tell people what I do for a living?
Why is it not important to you? That's what I want to know. I mean, what about our children? How do you think they're going to handle it when they find out what their daddy does?
Well, if they've been raised right, which I think they have, I just assume that they'll be okay, which is all I care about.
Well, you haven't really been raising them, have you? Come on, you're never home, Jack. How would you know if they're being raised right? Guess who that falls on?
Flying back to L.A., feeling like it's pretty much over between me and Diana. She was right. I wasn't there anymore. I'd become addicted to a lifestyle of money, sex, and power that was light years away from family or anything I'd ever experienced. You see, the biggest problem with my addiction was that, like all addictions, it sneaks up on you slowly. You give into it incrementally in an almost imperceptible way. The other thing about it was that it wasn't the kind of addiction where you'd wake up with a hangover. It wasn't the kind of thing that would rob you of your wealth. It didn't rob you of your health. The more I indulged, the richer it would make me. I've got to tell you, that's impossible to give up.
I believe you. You don't have to tell me.
You like post-orgasm silence, huh?
Don't we all?
You don't have to be mean just because you feel so guilty. You need me to let you off the hook?
Despite what you think, you actually don't have that kind of power over me.
Don't kid yourself.
I'm not.
I'm younger.
Yeah.
I'm hotter.
Okay.
And you like my pussy way more because it's tighter and prettier.
This stuff?
Yes. All right. So this shows the horse's past performance.
Okay.
And this indicates how much the horse has run. Yeah. See, this horse ran 3 times in the last 3 weeks, so it's probably tight.
Yeah.
And we don't want to bet on that one, okay?
All right.
And this horse here runs well in a sloppy track.
Yeah.
So just because a horse won its last few races doesn't mean it's going to win against a different class of horse.
You're really good at this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I didn't order that.
Courtesy of Mr. Sokolov. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be right back. You didn't have to do that. Hey,
come.
Thank you.
Did you know that the FBI is following you?
Why?
Don't look. Don't move. Don't react. I'm just telling you that those men sitting at a table, you can see them over my head. They are with the FBI, Organized Crime Task Force. I know them because they practically put me to bed every night.
What makes you so sure they're following me?
And what makes you so sure they are not? They're also terrible actors. They stick out like so top, don't you think?
That doesn't mean they're following me.
Do you see that guy standing above them? You see him? One on the cell phone. It's my cousin Yuri. They follow me, he follows them. He just called me a few seconds ago, and he said they were talking about you, not about me. Isn't that refreshing? Maybe they tuck you in tonight, huh?
No, they have no reason to follow me. I'm just a businessman.
Aren't we all? Hi, baby.
You know her?
Yes, I know her. She danced at my clubs. Nice girl. Very nice girl.
How do you know Nikki?
We did some business together a few years ago.
Yeah? Me too.
Yeah, he said you danced at one of his clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Scumbag lawyer is the one responsible for me losing all that money on my site.
What do you mean?
Nikita set me up with his lawyer to do my contracts when I first started my site. He really fucked me over.
I don't understand.
Jerry Haggerty?
Yeah.
Fucking scumbag.
Jerry Haggerty is Nikita's lawyer?
Nikita something.
Sokolov?
I think that sounds about right.
Yep. Why, do you know him?
Jerry.
Hey, Jack. What a surprise.
You're Sokolov's lawyer?
Sorry?
You heard me, Jerry.
Now, Jack, you know I can't disclose who my clients are. That's an attorney-client
privilege. Why are you fucking with me, Jerry?
Huh? Okay, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be moronic. Of course I'm his lawyer.
I mean, how do you think I found out about this situation in the first place? You ripped me off.
In God's name, what are you talking about?
The big fucking Russian, Ivan, that was you. I know that was you. He shows up at my house demanding double what I owed him. Some of that was meant for you.
Yeah, so? So what? So I'm trying to take a little skim, for Christ's sakes? I mean, and you're making what? Close to $100 million? And what, you throw me a tuna fish sandwich? That ain't right. That ain't right. And then, so tell me, what do I get? Thanks for putting this all together, Jerry. That ain't right. And you know it, motherfucker.
I took care of you, okay? I paid my debt to you.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is I don't really see it like that, Jack.
Listen, I'm serious, all right? We're finished.
No. No, you see, we're not finished.
Yeah, we are, Jerry.
We can't be. Listen, you killed Ivan, right?
What did you just say to me?
Well, I mean, you had to kill him. Man's gone. I mean, he was here. And he's gone. I mean, vanished, divaricated, disappeared like in thin air.
It seems pretty obvious that he took the money and left.
Yes, yes. See, I thought that too for a while.
But
I don't think this guy would have just run off for $450,000. I mean, he might try to start a new life with $4 or $5 million. You know, but not that kind of chump change. So, see, it just doesn't make any sense to me, Jack. So, you had to have something to do with it.
Jerry, if you even suspected that was the truth, you'd be bleeding me dry.
Sure. But I might be looking to catch a bigger fish.
Listen, if you even think about repeating this conversation to anybody, even in jest, I swear to God, I'll throw you off a fucking roof. I didn't kill anybody.
Sure thing, Jack. You ought to calm down a little. I mean, we're just a couple of guys talking here.
I just wanted to carve out a moment of peace, to close my eyes and dream up a solution. Something really romantic, like Haggerty getting hit by a bus or Wayne and Buck spontaneously combusting. What I heard next, I could not believe.
Guess what?
What?
The FBI was just here.
Why?
Do you know anything about terrorism, Audrey?
What kind of terrorism are you referring to? Do you mean like national, international, eco, bio, or just everyday suicide bomber?
Middle Eastern terrorists, Audrey.
Audrey, we've come to you today with an opportunity that very few Americans have ever had in history. It turns out you have several high-ranking members of a terrorist organization who are huge fans of your website.
Really?
Apparently, some terrorist in Hamburg that Interpol was on the hunt for was obsessed with Audrey. It turned out they could literally track his whereabouts when he logged onto the site. Now, he likes Audrey's website so much, he emails another terrorist in Afghanistan, who emails another in Pakistan. Pretty soon, you've got a worldwide terrorist circle jerk all because of Audrey's site. The Navy was scrambling fighters off the decks of aircraft carriers whenever Audrey Dawns was doing her thing.
Be willing to help them. I think think they were trying to figure out a way to force you into it. But they didn't have anything compromising on you.
Wow.
This is crazy, isn't it? I mean, we're going to be like spies working for the government. It turns me on.
It was all so crazy. A 23-year-old porn star was about to become a major component in America's war on terror. Now, at the same time, Buck and Wayne finally put together what Denny Z was up to with their new secret website.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean under 18? How do you know?
I'm telling you, I saw it with my own eyes. These girls are underage. You need to front this, Wayne. I saw fucking pigtails. I saw little fucking girls.
Shit, this is not good, man.
I can't believe he fucked us like that. Totally fucked us. 25 years alive, he fucked us.
No, I'm not going to prison. No. We can't get the fuck out of the country right now. Call the chopper, land on the roof, chopper out to Van Nuys Airport, take the jet down to Cambodia.
You're getting way ahead of yourself, man.
No, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
We need to demand anything. Fucking disable this site. And we need to fucking say nothing.
I'm not going to prison.
We're not fucking pedophiles, man.
Yeah, tell that to the judge.
Judge, we're not fucking flouses.
Okay.
Hey guys, the FBI is here.
What?
Yeah, they're up there talking to Jack.
Terrorists?
Correct.
And Audrey.
Right.
We've been able to confirm that these terrorists have very specific viewing patterns. Them men. For example, we have found that they very much enjoy solo or girl-on-girl much more than the hardcore. I mean, they'll watch it, but they're incredibly homophobic. Another example. They enjoy sites that have, and this is a surprise to no one, a military theme.
Military themes?
Girls posing with guns and the like.
What your government is recommending. We recommend Audrey create a new section on her site with a separate payment method.
A portal.
This will allow us to hone our efforts.
What are they fucking doing?
Just
talk. I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm not going to prison.
Fuck.
On their specific viewing, much more so using said portal through you. And we believe this to be the key to our success.
Well, of course, anything I can do to help, I'll be glad to.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, he's shaking their hands. Oh, fuck.
Kiss me, I'm fucking telling you.
So now these idiots think I'm conspiring with the feds against them. Of course, I had no idea what was going on. They go into a full-blown panic. And of all the people in the world to confide in, who do they go see?
Listen, I gotta tell you, you guys really piss me off. I'm pissed off because every time you have a problem, you come to me. It's never, hey, Jerry, you want to go have some dinner? Or we're doing well now, here's a little gift for you. Because without you, we have nothing. No, but if you got Russians that are looking to kill you, or you're worried about the FBI because you got a 16-year-old on your website,
okay.
I immediately become your best friend, right?
It's not like that. That's not
well,
true.
Well, bullshit. So how bad is it?
Mine is fucking on your website. Oh, it's not very good, to be honest, huh?
It's not like it's a kid.
Wait, fuck up. We got pair fucking
girls. No, we gotta keep it down. The girls are 16 or 17 years old.
I see. It's not. But I'm not sure that the government shares your sense of nuance.
What do we do? We? What do you got, a turd in your pocket?
First thing you two rocket scientists gotta do is get rid of that creepy Denny Z.
I mean, you gotta get as far away from that as possible.
Yeah. Buck called him already.
Denny Z, huh?
Yeah.
You're the fucking guy that put us in touch with him. You're the one who told us to get into business with him.
I want to introduce you to the legendary Denny Z. That I don't recall.
That's fucked up. You don't remember that? Respectfully, it's fucked up.
But it's rather irrelevant now.
Well,
isn't
yeah,
it?
I think it's kind of relevant. I mean, you did introduce us to
him. Nobody likes a finger pointed at them. Nobody. And I demand the same respect that I show you two jerk-offs.
Jerry, how do we make this disappear?
That's another we. Let me ask you a question. What are you guys worth now?
Well, it's kind of hard to keep track of.
So, well, give me a rough, like an estimate, maybe, what, 100, 100 million,
maybe something in that area?
Oh, it's more like 50.
Yeah, it's 100, 200.
More like 50.
About 100 million. And, you know, God forbid, you never thought of giving me a little piece of that.
In the beginning, Jack said you were under indictment.
Hey, Jack. And that little plan he was apparently didn't go so well. You got FBI looking up your ass right now.
How about the three of us? We work together, we make a partnership.
Yeah.
You know, what about Jack?
Fuck Jack.
I said that.
We'll deal with him.
All right. First thing you gotta do is get rid of that goddamn website. Then maybe I can help straighten things out for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for everything. You've been a real friend.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I actually gotta take a shit.
Sit the fuck down.
Don't forget about it.
So Buck and Wayne told Haggerty they'd shut the site down. What happened next, you won't believe. They just simply forgot.
Listen, I would like to say something, and that's from the bottom of my heart. I would be extremely unhappy if, let's say, I got blindsided and I wound up in court with you two. So I want to ask, are you sure, absolutely sure, that you've told me everything there is to know? There's an unnecessary pause here.
No. Jerry. We will never do that to you again. Okay?
Do not ever fuck with me.
Jerry.
Fuck. Do you understand?
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah. And before you know it, Buck and Lane told Haggerty about the dead Russian. Every last detail about how James accidentally killed Ivan.
They didn't get their money.
Now, Haggerty's got me in the worst possible position.
Yeah?
Your son's been arrested.
What?
Your son has been arrested, Jack.
What happened? What did he do?
Yeah, well, maybe if you were around a little bit, you'd know.
Our oldest son, Michael, decided he didn't care for his grades that semester, so he hacked into the school's computer system and changed them to his liking. Now, even though our marriage was over, Diana and I always came together for our children. Even if we couldn't be a couple, we were always going to be a family. So, we went to visit the headmaster at the school, and after some serious discussion and a generous donation of the new gymnasium, he decided to drop the charges.
What did you have in mind?
But that wasn't enough. The Houston District Attorney, Frank Griffin, decided to proceed with the charges anyway. So I paid him a visit.
Hi, excuse me. I'm sorry, sir. Do you have an appointment? Oh, sir. Excuse me, sir.
Jack Harris.
Sorry, Mr. Griffin. He just walked past.
That's okay, Gingersnap.
May I?
Please.
Thanks. So, my lawyers tell me we need to talk.
I know who you are, and I'm not going to change my position, Mr. Harris. Your son's committed a very serious crime, and although he may be a minor, the state of Texas intends to prosecute him to the full extent of the law.
Mr. Griffin, he's just a kid. He made a stupid mistake, and I've reprimanded him severely. I mean, with all due respect, sir, I mean, the school doesn't even want to press charges. Do we really need to go forward with all this?
Harris, let me lay it all out for you. There are people, voters, upstanding people, to whom I am responsible. I have to answer to them.
And they want to see him tried for this?
Well, maybe the acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree.
So that's what this is all about? It's more about me than my son?
We all know what you do for a living. You deal in pornography.
I run a billing company.
But you deal with pornography.
Like any hotel chain, like any satellite or cable company. I'm just a middleman.
I'm not going to play semantics with you. You're a pornographer. You peddle pornography over the internet.
I think we're getting off the subject. Let's focus on why we're here.
What's this?
Here, I'll give you a hand with it. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. YoungTightPussy.com. SplendorInTheAss.com. BlacksOnBlondes.com. This is your billing record, Mr. Griffin. Take a look at it. Now, God forbid this should wind up in here, then fall into the wrong hands, be on the cover of tomorrow's paper. Can you imagine what that'd do to a campaign in this city? Especially the campaign of a man whose voter base is bunch of good, God-fearing Christian conservatives. I mean, that'd be terrible.
You realize you just attempted to blackmail an officer of the court and a publicly elected Texas state official? And it worked. Now, I'm assuming you can clear up this little mess, and I'll be glad to handle this little bump in the road for your son.
Great.
Can I count on your vote next year?
You got it.
The power of the internet is truly amazing.
Well, come hell or high water, you get it done, don't you?
I try.
There's part of me that hates what you did to that man. It's also part of me that just... I miss being protected by you like that.
Oh, God, I'm confused.
Sorry you feel that way.
Just get out.
Jack. Call you when I get there.
I was looking for dirt on the DA. I came across this site here. It's a Denny's E site.
Yeah?
You're not going to like this.
What?
It's under Buck and Wayne's domain. It gets worse.
With glass dildos, we can make that happen.
And I'll personally hire Santa.
We have developed a new...
What's your fucking mind? What's wrong with you? Wonder Age girls?
Jack, come on!
He's calling at the Messina house where they shoot everything.
Come on, we were going to tell you we're way over our heads.
Jack, Z fucked us.
Denny Z fucked all of us.
What's up with you?
You know, I used to sit at the table with my family.
Is this the old-fashioned, Jack?
Old-fashioned? Families are old-fashioned.
I think families are overrated.
Do you ever get the feeling that there's a part of ourselves we just turn off?
Which part is that?
I feel like it's the part that so this kind of behavior is wrong. Some of the things that we're doing.
You start moralizing?
No.
Jack, you have made all of this money because of all the horny, frustrated guys out there who have to jerk off because their wives or their girlfriends don't treat them right. So I become their little fantasy girl for $5 a pop and make them forget for a fleeting fucking instant that their wives and kids can't stand the fucking sight of them. So no, I don't have guilt for that.
You're lucky.
And my soul is perfectly fucking intact.
That's good.
Yeah. You know what I'm starting to think? I'm starting to think you're full of shit. You're so fucking full of shit. I don't fucking need to be here. Why? Tell me why. Why do I have to be here? So you can get a call in the middle of the night from your fucking bitchy wife? Your fucking Texas bitchy fucking wife? Saying that one of your spoiled fucking kids can't make it to the prep school fucking homecoming?
Bags are packed, Audrey.
Why?
Since we don't belong anywhere near each other, that's why.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean what I said about your family. I'm sorry, Jack. Just please don't do this to me. Please, 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 please don't do this to me. I'll do what you want. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll be whatever you want me to be, Jack, please.
Can't.
Fine.
Yeah.
Jack, it's Almonds. I gotta see you.
Can it wait?
It can't wait an hour.
Thanks for coming, Jack. I'm gonna lift up your arms for me if you wouldn't mind, please.
Why?
I just gotta make sure you're not wearing a wire.
Why the hell would I wear a wire?
Have a seat, Jack. I'm here to help you. I just can't risk getting compromised in that process.
Forgive me for taking the battery out of your phone here.
You're a stand-up guy, Jack. Country owes you. Case in point. Two nights ago, several top-ranking terrorists were taken out in a firefight in Afghanistan. Several arrests were made in Europe, Indonesia. All told, about 100 roundup. And in no small part, thanks to you. So when I found out about this other thing, the least I could do was warn you.
Warn me about what?
One of our investigators has confirmed the use of underage girls on one of your websites. Yeah, it's bad, Jack. Anyway, you cut it, it's child pornography, which means you're indicted and you go to jail.
I got nothing to do with that website, you know that?
I do know that. But you got partners.
What am I supposed to do about this morning?
Get out, now, yesterday if possible.
I can't.
Sure you can. If by I can't you're referring to this mess, let's talk about it.
How you boys doing tonight, huh?
One of your ex-bouncers was busted for drugs a couple of months ago and told us a story about Ivan Sokolov, nephew of Nikita Sokolov, being murdered in your living room 5 years ago. Said bouncer also witnessed you dumping the body in the ocean off the coast of Catalina. It's my job to know when people are lying to me, Jack. He wasn't.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Guess that's what I'd say. But I'm here to help you, so let me tell you what I think happened. You're out here, you got strong-armed. I don't know, maybe you're doing somebody a favor, but you got here and realized you could make a quick buck and get out. But then you got partnered with these idiots. Now you can't trust because they're hanging the Sokolov thing over your head. Listen, I don't give a shit that Ivan is dead. We, your government, celebrates when a piece of shit like this no longer breathes. But this child pornography thing, that doesn't go away, Jack. That's you in prison.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I can't go back in time.
You did your government a solid. That's why you get the warning. The rest is up to you to figure out.
Diana, what's going on?
They took him.
What?
They took him.
Look up, police. We killed your boy. You better call your husband instead.
Yeah.
Jack, I have your son.
Don't fuck around with me.
I will call you tonight with what I want.
I got it, all right? I'm on my way. Just don't do anything, all right?
Good.
What the hell is this?
This is a boy.
What?
This is my from house.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's not Jack's kid. That child is Mexican. That's Alejandro, the maid's kid.
What is Mexican? This is boy from house.
That's Alejandro. That's Alejandro.
Wait.
That's Alejandro.
Wait.
Hi, Alejandro.
You say it's not Jack's boy?
Nikita, do you not understand the English that we're speaking? This is the housekeeper's son. His mother is the housekeeper. Oh. This is a Mexican person. We are Caucasian people, okay?
You think Jack's gonna give a shit about this? You know, he's gonna call the cops.
Hey, is it a bag of hammers or a bag of hair that you have for brains?
It's a Mexican.
Yeah,
Nikita.
Shut up!
Can
you
say
that? Huh? Did you send him up?
No, I got a bad feeling. Sit the fuck down. Sit the fucking down. You are not going anywhere.
Where'd you find these people anyway?
Whoa.
Okay.
I've done this before. I know this man. He will pay.
Okay.
And if you fucked up, I swear I'll kill you.
Get him back, Diane.
think you're a very smart man. You've also always been a very lucky man. But alas, your luck seems to have run out on you. I assume that's the money.
Let's focus on why we're here. You're not going to get shit from me until I know the kid's safe.
Jack, we're not animals here, of course. And this will make you happy. That money's not going to me. It's going to him.
Hey, buddy. You all right?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go, right?
Минуточка. Только маленькую.
Can he go now?
Yeah, sure.
Alejandro, just take a left. Go down the hall. Thank you for not hurting him.
Why did you kill Ivan?
I didn't kill anybody. All right? I promise. It was an accident. You can ask them. They were there.
No. Wait a minute. We had nothing to do with that, Nikita. It was James's bodyguard.
He threatened my family. He wasn't supposed to go down that way, Nikita. I know he was your nephew, and this might not mean much, but look, I'm very sorry.
Easy here. We don't want him signing contracts under duress. Jack, there's really no need for long conversation here. I mean, you got the kid back, so why don't you just sign these papers and we're through.
What am I supposed to sign?
Every line that's got your name next to it. See, that'll certify that the business now belongs to Nikita, myself, and the boys. So with pen in hand, would you like to write? Nice. Get out. Now.
What am I supposed to do? I mean, I can't go back in time. Jerry?
Huh?
Can I backdate this to last year so I don't get screwed paying a bunch of taxes on money I don't even have?
What did you ask?
May I backdate this?
Yeah, sure. I don't see what difference it fucking makes. Dad.
Thank you.
Yeah, Jack. This is great. I mean, straight up fucking great. I've been waiting. A long time I've been waiting. So fucking cute, cutting me out. Well, now you got shit.
A piece of shit like that couldn't be trusted.
No, no more killing. Come on, respectfully, please.
Has to be careful when he chooses his partners. Mr. Harris, you make good things for us all these years. Sometimes business is more important than family. Now get out. Clean up that mess.
Jack forced us to go with him to dump the body.
Yeah, and then he said if we told anybody, he'd kill us.
Where did you dump the body?
Told you before.
In the ocean. Jack dumped the body in the ocean. The ocean's the ocean.
The ocean's the ocean, huh?
Yeah, asshole.
I saw her today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand.
Where the fuck is my lawyer?
Let's focus on why we're here, because we're certainly not here to talk about dumb bodies, alleged murders. We're here to talk about child pornography.
Jack was just as much a part of that as we were.
Just as much as you.
Absolutely.
You can't always get what you want.
We have a contract that Jack signed selling his shares of the company 6 months prior to the Denny's business, but it's nice to know there's no dispute regarding your involvement. So thanks for that.
What you want. Come on, let's get you inside.
But if you try sometimes, well, you might find you get what you need. Oh, yeah. And I went down to the demonstration to get my fair share of abuse. Singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't.